This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, asking the question, 877-881-1053. What is the smallest, most inconsequential lie that you still told anyway? Now, this is all based around the reigning, perhaps soon to be back-to-back MVP of the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he said during the quarantine that he didn't even have access to a hoop, and he said, I ride the bike, treadmill, lift weights, pretty much stay sharp that way, but I don't play basketball. And then news came out this morning, Corey, that, well, he lied.
Yeah, he was like, nah, I actually did have one. I was just trying to get an edge on my opponents.
And this has riled you up for some reason.
I don't know why I'm mad about this. I should not be as upset about the fact that he lied about this as I am. But I started reading it, and I was like, okay, and I moved on. And then I came back to the story, and I was like, God, this irks me. He didn't need to lie about this. He didn't need to say something like that. And I don't even know if he actually got an edge on anybody. Is somebody completely stopping working out because they think that Giannis isn't working out, shooting baskets right now?
Jason Tatum's upset. The Celtics decided to not practice to get ready for this possible comeback.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, Giannis isn't practicing. We don't need to prepare either.
So, for some reason, it just irritates me because he didn't have to say anything about it. And then, on top of that, he lied to everybody. Like, all the reporters that he was talking to that day, can they ever, like, really, truly trust? Because we talked about it as a story. Like, I remember we brought this up, and we were like, oh, wow, and Steph's having to build his own basketball hoop out there in California right now. And we saw that video, and I was like, man, if guys aren't really having access, that's weird. I just assume all of them have their own hoop. But I didn't feel like – I just don't like the fact that he did it because he's this one dude that I look at. I'm like, man, that dude's a baller, and I can trust him, and he's one of those guys that he's going to try and beat his opponent. He doesn't want to try and team up with him, and I like all that stuff about him. So I didn't like the fact that he lied to me. I just felt irked by that, I guess.
So we started asking the question, what is the most – inconsequential small lie that you ever told? Because this is like, oh yeah, I didn't even have a basketball. And I we're already getting some feedback, and I should know some of these. From the 817, my ex asked me if I ever cheated on her, so I said no. And that's okay.
I feel like that's consequential.
But like, my question about that is, what was she already your ex? Because if you were still together, then that's definitely consequential. If you'd broken up, like, really, what difference does it make now? If they ask the question, you're probably not going to get back together. From the 651, my bad. That's the greatest lie ever. So I thought about a really silly lie that I told to protect nobody but myself. Back in 2015, I got my first house, and so, like, there was a lot that went into it, and there was a lot of stuff we were trying to do, and I just lost focus on the fact that, because I moved in March, that you still had to mow the lawn and stuff, and so I was there for probably a good 4 weeks before I was like, oh, this is getting problematic. One day, I think I put the dog outside, and I was like, oh, dear. And so I set something up with the lawn mowing person to come in, and I totally lied. And I was like, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. We just moved in like a week ago. I don't know why they just let the lawn go, but it's kind of out of control. And I don't know why I did it. Like, I could have just said, this is the first house I ever had. There was a lot of stuff I wasn't prepared for. I fell behind. I could have just been honest about it, but I 100% lied just to save face. And it was stupid. So I think that might be mine.
Did that guy cut your lawn for like the rest of the time you lived there?
Yeah, and does he still cut my lawn?
Okay.
He does, wow. And so I hope he doesn't listen. He's awesome.
Okay, all right, so that's a relationship for the future. You didn't want him to think that you were careless.
At some point, do you think I should be like, hey...
No.
About 5 years ago, I lied to you about this. I'm sorry.
I'm sure he knew. I bet like people that are professionals at certain things know when you're kind of lying about it. Like, it's not a big deal. I'll go mow it. It's what I'm supposed to do. You don't have to tell me that you were or weren't the person who let it go.
Okay.
I think all parents might use this lie, but I don't think it's necessary to say this. Because you could just tell your kid to turn the light off in the car, right? But we all have that moment where we tell the kids it's illegal to have the light on in the car. And I could just say, hey, it's a distraction to me while I'm driving. But I definitely tell my kids, and even Lucy said before while we're driving at night on the way home from the in-laws, she says, you have to turn the light off so daddy doesn't go to jail. And I'm like, whoa.
Guys.
Yes.
I heard your conversation about this in the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything at the moment, but I definitely thought it. My thought was, hold on, that's not illegal?
No,
because
man,
that is absolutely what my mom told me. And still to this day, I have been in the car and somebody's turned the light on and at night. And I'm like, hey, we turn that light off, because I thought I would get in trouble for that.
Great lie. That's a great
lie.
So
good job, parents.
I mean, it's such a good lie also, because it's like, if you actually tell the truth, like, I just don't want that light on, it's distracting, I imagine that what you then get is a barrage of whys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and you want to curb all those secondary and tertiary questions, right? You know, it's illegal. I'll go to jail.
There are already people texting in. That's not illegal.
Yeah, from the 817. That's not illegal? Yes.
From the 469, never knew that was a lie. I still think it's illegal right now.
And I'm not going to lie. Part of me still thinks that you guys are doing a bit, so I'll eventually get a ticket. And the cops will be like, didn't your parents ever tell you that?
Man, that goes back to, man, maybe that guy that mowed the lawn still believes to this day, Kevin, that that's the situation, because that one little lie that you told.
A little tiny part of me worries that if I tell him that, he'll be like, hold on, you've been lying about this for 5 years? That's it. I'm not mowing your lawn anymore. I'm going to be like, hold on, you're so good at it.
From the 817, I used to feel ashamed ordering food every day, so I would answer the door holding my cane so they would think I was injured and not just lazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that does remind me, I guess, like a little lie that I would tell sometimes is like if it's 6:30 or whatever and it's kind of dinner time and my wife would be like, hey, what do you want to eat? And I'd be like, well, I'm not that hungry. And she'd be like, well, why not? I'd be like, I don't know, I'm just not that hungry. Knowing that, like, after the show was over, like, around 3 o'clock, I just went to Whataburger or whatever and ate a burger because I was hungry. I'm like, ah, I'm not hungry because I went to Whataburger at 3 o'clock.
From the 214, I'm with you, Kevin. I believed that for 31 years. And from another 214, I am today years old when I found out that was actually not illegal. That is... And from another 214, holy S, I totally thought that was an offense. What else is a lie? The speed limit? No, definitely not the speed limit. From the 817, I fudge or smudge my weight all the time. Mm-hmm. My concern about that is when you do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you do it when you're about to do the bungee jump and they're like, it only holds 300 pounds, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm 290. Right. You're like, uh-uh.
I worked with a couple guys. Gavin Dawson, I don't know if he's been to a dentist in his adult life. And Jeff has done it like twice in his adult life. Do you guys go to the dentist?
Every 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, that's not surprising at all.
When I need something.
But you don't go for your every 6 month
I'm
clean
bad about that
is that. Covered by insurance.
My family does. They
There's
all
a lot of
it.
Judgment on that, Corey.
My family schedules everything. They go. Adrian takes the kids. They all do theirs. But for some reason, I'm bad at that.
Okay. When the dentist asks as they're cleaning your teeth or right before, hey, do you floss regularly? Like, there's plenty of times where I'm like, well, not regularly, when it's like, I floss if there's like popcorn in between my teeth and I need to get it out. I'm not flossing on a regular basis. And so I know that I usually will fib to the, dentist if they're asking me if I'm flossing on a regular basis.
I stopped doing that when my dental hygienist one time said, you know, we can tell if you don't, right?
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
Why are you asking? All you got to do is punch that thing in my gums and watch it bleed and know that I didn't floss.
Why was that so aggressive?
From the 817, I told my kid that if he drank too many sodas, his stomach would start bleeding, and he found out last summer that I was lying after telling his friends. And that's, like, we do that with the watermelon seeds, right? Like, don't swallow the watermelon seeds.
Yeah.
Because if you do, a watermelon's going to grow out of your stomach. And my kids are always trying to figure out where it's going to grow out of, like, their belly button or the backside or their mouth or whatever. So they're always freaking out about that.
I feel really dumb because I always think through that and I'm like, I mean, that could happen. But I know it won't, but I'm like, I could see how that could happen.
How is it going to get the nutrients it needs to grow, Kevin, and ferminate? It needs the sunlight.
Man,
it needs so many different things.
You're giving it water.
Yeah, that's what I think, is if you plant a seed and give it water, something will grow. And so I was really concerned about that.
Carissa from the Twitch chat said that many farts blamed on the dog. Like,
oh yeah,
that's a real, that's a super, and just own your fart. Like, it's not really gonna do anything.
Because Giannis lied about not having a hoop because I guess he thought everyone would quit practicing and give up, and he's like, ha ha, I have had a hoop this whole time.
How so disappointed is he that all these guys showed up in shape and ready to compete?
Yeah, and like, how big does he think of himself if he's like, I thought you guys would all give up because I said I didn't have a hoop.
He's like, I am the MVP, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's gunning for me.
That also, is true.
It's not like he's hoping he gets more open looks. The whole defense is to let him shoot as many wide open three-pointers as he would like.
There's a shocking amount of lies coming in, and I'm like proud and also ashamed of our fan base all at the same time. But overwhelmingly, Corey, the idea that you don't have to turn that light off in your car is really shook people to their core today. So
yeah, sorry guys, I didn't know that was going to really affect you. But
hey,
you don't have to tell your kids.
There's a whole reason I didn't bring it up in the pre-show. I debated whether or not I wanted to mention it at all. But as soon as y'all said that, I perked up and I was like, "Hold on, it's not."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.